Learning how to forgive, 8 steps to true forgiveness. Are you struggling with knowing how to forgive? This article will outline 8 steps to help you practice and experience true forgiveness. What is forgiveness? The definition of forgiveness is essentially the act of pardoning an offender. In the Bible, the Greek word translated forgiveness literally means to let go, as when a person does not demand payment for a debt. Jesus used this comparison in his parable of the unmerciful slave, Matthew chapter 18 verses 23 to 35, as well as when he taught his followers to pray, "Forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone who is in debt to us." Luke chapter 11 verse 4. The Bible teaches that unselfish love is the basis for true forgiveness, since it keeps no record of wrongs. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5. Forgiving others means letting go of resentment and giving up any claim to be compensated for the hurt or loss we have suffered. Why do we need to forgive? Forgiveness is at the very heart of the gospel. Colossians chapter 3 verse 13 states, "Bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive." We were born sinners against God, but He loved us enough to send Christ, His Son, to die for us. In the same way, we are commanded to forgive those who do wrong to us, not just those who are asking for forgiveness, or those who are first-time offenders or whose wrongs seem forgivable. Jesus famously told Peter in Matthew chapter 18 to forgive someone 70 times 7 times, and he makes the sobering statement that if we do not forgive others, our Father in heaven will not forgive us. Matthew chapter 6 verse 15. First and foremost, forgiving others is obedience. However, we also need to forgive others so that we don't grow bitter. Resentment is a very unhealthy emotion. It hurts us far more than those who have affronted us or anyone else. The Bible states this in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15, "See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled." As we release unforgiveness and all the bitterness and anger that comes with it, we are freed to live and serve with real peace and joy, and to grow in spiritual maturity. What forgiveness isn't? In Rick Warren's well-known book, The Purpose-Driven Life, he explains that many people are reluctant to show mercy because they don't understand the difference between trust and forgiveness. Forgiving others must be immediate, whether or not a person asks for it. Trust, on the other hand, has to do with future behavior, and it will likely take time to build or rebuild. Warren explains, "If someone hurts you repeatedly, you are commanded by God to forgive them instantly, but you are not expected to trust them immediately, and you are not expected to continue allowing them to hurt you." Forgiveness isn't sweeping things under the rug and saying what the other person did or said was okay. Forgiveness is also not necessarily forgetting what happened. Depending on the situation, it may require a time of healing. But if you hold on to the transgression like a trump card and play it every chance you get, you can be sure that unforgiveness is still present. This goes against Jesus' command to forgive 70 times 7 times. After all, remember that God has forgiven you more times than you will ever have the opportunity to forgive someone else. How to forgive? How then do we achieve this letting go, which can feel like an impossible task? Even if we desire it, our emotions can rise up at the least expected time and overwhelm us with anger and pain. In our own strength, forgiving others in the way we have received God's forgiveness is impossible. But with God, nothing is impossible. And with His Spirit inside us, we can go through a process that leads to true forgiveness. Here are 8 steps to help you truly forgive and have freedom in your life. If you have been significantly hurt by someone's actions or words, working through these stages with a Christian counselor can be immensely helpful. Having someone to whom you can reveal your internal feelings and who will gently nudge you towards God's word can guard against stagnation and those bitter roots which Hebrews chapter 12 warns about. 8 steps to true forgiveness. 1. Acknowledge the pain. Working through pain can only happen once you admit you've been hurt, and acknowledging this can intensify the feelings. Tears, feelings of resentment, and ruminating thoughts are a good indicator that something's wrong. Don't numb yourself or stuff the emotion down, as that cuts off the process of forgiving others before it's even begun. 2. Think through things. Try writing down what happened in a journal, or share with a trusted friend. Admit that what happened makes you feel sad or angry, and be honest about what emotions are rising up in you, even if it epitomizes unforgiveness and you think you shouldn't feel that way. 3. Imagine being on the other side. Think about a time when you have had to ask for forgiveness. How did it make you feel? When have you wronged another person, and did they extend forgiveness to you or withhold it? The Bible directs us to do to others what we would have them do to us, Matthew chapter 7 verse 12, and so it can be helpful to put ourselves in their shoes for a moment. 4. Remember God's forgiveness. Reminding ourselves of the debt that God forgave us in Christ when we certainly didn't deserve it can help us forgive others. If we have been forgiven so much, how then can we hold on to grievances committed against us? This is another step in the process and doesn't mean that you must be ready at this point to voice your forgiveness to your offender. This may not ever be possible, as the person may no longer be living. You can still forgive someone without that forgiveness being accepted. 5. Reflect on our biblical command. Jesus stressed the importance of forgiving others on many occasions and even included it in the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." Pray that this would hit home in your heart and that your decision to obey would force your emotions to catch up. 6. Let go of the hurt. The devil is an expert at getting a foothold when we have made a choice to forgive, but the wound is still sensitive. Don't allow yourself to replay the offense over and over. Let go of the pain and determine that you are going to choose to move forward. This is where prayer is essential, as on our own we are tempted to wander back to unforgiveness. 7. Continue to forgive. Forgiveness is more than just saying a prayer and moving on. It's a serious decision that you make over and over again. The process will most likely be uncomfortable and painful, but it will always be worth it in the end. 8. Pray for the person who hurt you. In Matthew chapter 5 verse 44, Jesus commands us, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Ask God to reveal His love to your offender in your heart, and for Him to dissolve negative emotions. Is there any more powerful witness of God's transforming grace than someone who can display true forgiveness to the unforgivable? With promises found in scriptures like Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, "I can do all this through Him who gives me strength," and Romans chapter 12 verse 21, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good," we know that we can depend on God to give us the grace to live out forgiveness. Make the right choice. Start a journey of forgiveness today, praying for the Lord to equip you for this difficult but eternally rewarding task.